we're talking a little millennials today, but we've heard a lot about millennials and their just their habits when it comes to finances. But we're talking auto buying, lending, leasing. What are their habits? I mean, what are their car buying habits? What are their leasing habits when it comes to millennials? And obviously, you guys are right in the mix with this stuff.
Sure. I mean, that's one area that we specialize in, is connecting with millennials, helping Craigians connect with millennials. Mm-hmm. For the most part, millennials are typically looking to get the best value, mm-hmm. right? So like most people are, everyone's looking for a good value. But millennials, what they're looking for is that they're looking to have their dollar go a little bit further, because mm-hmm. they're coming into the world with a lot of debt from student loans. The millennials are right now, some of them are entering their mid-30s. So typically a millennial is someone from the age of 1980 to 2000. Mm-hmm. So they're entering their mid-30s right now, which is where they're coming into their big spending yeah. years. But at the same time, too, they are a little untrusting of big banks. You know, think about the Occupy Wall Street movement, yep. where they're hesitant to partner or to do their banking with the bigger banks. Mm-hmm. And we see that as an excellent opportunity for credit unions to capitalize on that, since credit unions do offer tremendous value. Mm-hmm. It is more of a philanthropic, people helping people mindset, which, again, like I said, is an excellent opportunity for credit unions to enter that market, to let the millennials yeah. know this is what they're offering.
Yeah, yeah, and that kind of leads me to my next question is, like, from an auto buying perspective or an auto leasing, or what do they like? What are they doing?
Well, again, just dovetailing from what I said before, since they don't, you know, they're coming into the world of spending, and they're coming in, a lot of them with a lot of debt, they're looking for options as well, in addition to value. Mm-hmm. Some of their options are a little limited, so they're looking to purchase a car where they can put down as little money as possible. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. At the same time, too, they have more of the rental mm-hmm. mindset. So think of it like your smartphone.
Okay.
They have that mindset where it's disposable in 2 or 3 years. Mm-hmm. And they will probably have the same mindset with a car, since there's so much technology within cars these days. Mm-hmm. A new car yeah. is going to be something that's going to be very attractive to them. They want the newer technology. So for them to commit to a car for 10 or 11 years is going to be challenging. They will most likely look at cars the way they can get into a new one every 3 years.
So leasing is probably a big
yep.
deal with them right
Absolutely,
now.
Absolutely, yeah. Which okay. is one of, you know, we are the largest lease program in the country.
Okay.
And we're able to, you know, see that data. We track it. Mm-hmm. And we see that that's a big opportunity for credit unions, is to get into that market with a lease program.
Oh, right on. Yeah. Good. That's a good way to do it. Yeah. And so how do they reach this group? You know, yeah. I mean, because it's such an elusive group
yeah,
that we've
sure.
all been trying. Every yeah. industry is going after these guys.
Yeah. You know, in the next 10 years, 40% of the new vehicles will be sold to millennials. Okay, and of that, 64 million millennials will purchase a car in
wow.
the next 5 years. So with that being said, credit unions can't use the same marketing approach to connect with them.
Mm-hmm.
If it's all about rate, that's a challenge. In addition, it's all about how are they going to market to them.
Mm-hmm.
Traditional marketing, where newsletters and just promoting it on your website is not good enough. You need to have other channels, such as social media.
Mm-hmm.
Some credit unions have been a little bit late to that, or they just haven't embraced it as much. It's
mm-hmm.
one of the things actually we help credit unions with,
oh,
is
okay.
Connecting with millennials through social media. And a lot of that is content.
Mm-hmm.
Credit unions want, millennials want value.
Yep.
And the credit unions have to offer that value proposition to them. And most of the time, it's going to have to come through the form of the mobile user.
Mm-hmm.
Many credit unions look at mobile sites, or them having a mobile-friendly site, but unfortunately, it's not mobile-friendly, because that's implying that you're designing your website for potential mobile users, where it should be the other way around, where you're designing your site for a mobile user first.
Ah.
Not mobile-friendly, mobile-first.
Right.
Where the millennials, that's who's using those sites.
Right.
That's how
right.
they're shopping. And a millennial will look at their device on average about 43 times a day.
Oh, really?
And they're going to spend about 80% of their shopping is done on their mobile device.
Goodness.
So, yep.
Didn't you tell me that they research cars for like 17 hours?
17 hours, yep. 17 hours they're going to spend on average before they
wow.
purchase a vehicle. The average consumer spends 14 hours. The millennial spends a little bit over 17
hours.
Oh,
good for them.
Yeah. So they're going to do their mm-hmm. research. They'll typically go to one dealership. So if a credit union could serve up all the information that they're looking for, such as pricing, mm-hmm. rebates, mm-hmm. recalls, mm-hmm. all the stuff that they're looking for, you know, which options, which technology is in which car,
mm-hmm.
That's what they're looking for. And again, that's something that we offer credits, is to give the millennials that content that will drive them back to your website. Mm-hmm. You have to be relevant with them. Mm-hmm. And it's not about rate. It's about what are you going to do to make my life better, make it easier, and to give me a good value. And that's where creditors need to capitalize on it. But it's not just the value. It's also about, again, like I said before, how are you connecting with them through what channel? Okay. Can't use traditional marketing channels.
Well, let's give you guys a plug. I mean, where does GrooveCar fit into this mix? Because it sounds like you guys are an integral part of it.
Yeah, so we've been around since 1999, and we recognized pretty early on that millennials is a big part. Again, they are comprised of a third of the U.S. population mm-hmm. right now. So with that being said, credit unions need to get younger. The average age of a credit union member is in the late 40s, mm-hmm. and credit unions need to get younger. And so what we were able to do was help credit unions by creating a lot of the digital content that credit unions need. So videos, instead of promoting to your members using newsletters, mm-hmm. we'll create videos for them to connect with their mm-hmm. members. We also have a lot of social media advertising that we help credit unions with, again, to use different forms of communicating. Okay. But ultimately, it's about helping credit unions to increase their products and members per products and services per member. Mm-hmm. And again, it's something where they're going to have to do that through different channels. And mm-hmm. many of the channels that we have, like leasing, offers that opportunity for them to connect with them with lower payments. Mm-hmm. Right? Who doesn't want a lower payment?
I do.
exactly. And they do too, right? So they want the no money down, have the car maintained over the 3 years, and they get the newer technology. Yeah. So it speaks to them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, they get into that new car every 3 years, and it's perfect for them. And we see a lot of millennials looking for that. And with our car shopping site, they're able to do all that research, and the credit unions love it because they're finding out which of their members are in the market to buy mm-hmm. a car mm-hmm. before they get to the dealership. Not only millennials, but everyone. And when they recognize that they change up their messaging to their members, they realize that there's a lot of opportunity to capture those loans that they never had before. Mm-hmm. So again, I think at the end of the day, it all comes down to what value are you giving to your members, whether it's a millennial or not.
Yeah, definitely. I think from a technology perspective, I think this is that's a big deal for leasing because mm-hmm. the technology is changing so fast in other areas.
Sure.
Even in the car.
Yep.
And exactly, the car's going to be speaking to, or it's already speaking to
it's
you.
It's driving for you too. And you know, and it's something that Uber has brought into more of that rental mindset mm-hmm. within the millennials, that mm-hmm. they're looking to rent cars more so than they are looking to potentially purchase. So again, like you said before, that newer technology, it's a car before was just a mode of transportation. Right. Now it is just another form of a mobile device for you. So
it's like the extended mobile phone type of thing. Because exactly, I mean, you can buy stuff with it now. Yep, you can do, oh my gosh, like, it's crazy. Yep,
like I said, 80% of them do all their shopping on their mobile device. So it's an opportunity.
You can do an auto loan inside a car now. You can sit there on the touchscreen.
Pretty much,
and do your auto loan right there on the lot.
Exactly, yep. And that's what they're looking for. They want to do everything start to finish on their mobile device. And credit unions have to offer that. And right now, many of them don't. It's really just more of that same old. And you see a lot of credits getting away from that, realizing that they have to do something mm-hmm. different. It can't just be about promoting rate. You got to give the members what they're looking for.
Yeah. Gosh, I find this stuff so fascinating. So I'm kind of closing here.
Sure.
How can partnering with GrooveCar accomplish all of this stuff? I mean, addressing these millennials. I mean, because it sounds like you guys have designed a program that meets their needs, it sounds like.
Absolutely. So in terms of connecting with millennials, whether it's through a person who's just shopping for a car, who's doing all that research, mm-hmm. like I said, they're spending 17 hours of research. We're providing credit unions with their own car shopping site where it has inventory. It can help credit unions promote their gap insurance, extended warranties, anything that they're looking to promote. Mm-hmm. It's available mm-hmm. to their members on their mobile device. Mm-hmm. Again, we created it with a mobile user in mind first.
Okay.
On the other side, leasing, a lot of credit unions don't offer a lease program, which we have. So that's a solution that a lot of credit unions do not have currently. And, you know, in certain markets, 50, 60, 70% of the new cars sold are leased. So if you're not offering a lease program, forget about millennials. Yeah. If you're not offering a lease program, that's a big market that you're currently missing. And again, that's where we see a lot of opportunity because that's, if anything, the millennial market is only going to drive the leasing popularity mm-hmm. further. You're seeing cars like Honda Civics becoming the top lease vehicle out there. And that was a car that would, you know, years past never would have been considered a good lease car, right? It was more the Mercedes-Benz, mm-hmm. BMW, mm-hmm. Lexus. So those are the opportunities that we provide credit unions. And we're seeing a lot of credits moving forward. We've done very, very well over the last couple of months. We've signed up over 50 credit unions
to
our program in the last 2 months. So we're seeing that mindset change too. So we're happy about that.
Good. Yeah, and it sounds like this information it's educational as well.
Yep.
Because what millennial knows about gap insurance?
Sure.
Come on now.
Exactly.
Maybe a few of them do, but I'm still having trouble with it.
Exactly. And that's the challenge a lot of credits tell us they have right now is that they don't have a home for it to promote. And with our car shopping site, it nicely is baked into that where it's like a one-stop car shopping mm-hmm. site. It's customized in the Creighton's name, their logo, their colors, their loan app, where you can cross-promote those products and services, mm-hmm. get it out there that you otherwise never would have had the opportunity to do. So, yeah.
It's a no-brainer, Rob.
Yeah.
It's a no-brainer.
You think so, right?
Check the guys out at Groove Car, Rob O'Hara.